Es Wetter beugt an uns, er trat mir seinen Dank.
The hate and genocide of the Holocaust produced stories of tragedy and triumph.
Thank you, Vera Kaganovsky from New York.
One by one, six Holocaust survivors from Pennsylvania rose to light a candle as a symbol of their triumph. State Senator Mike Stack was in awe.
You were the survivors, you were the leaders, and you were the warriors that year after year participate in this solemn commemoration.
Kurt Moses from Harrisburg.
Vera Kaganovsky of York graciously shared her story with us so that future generations will remember the Holocaust.
I was robbed of my childhood. That's it. I was 4 years old when my childhood was over.
She may have been only 4 years old at the time her family fled the Nazis, but Kaganovsky's memories are vivid.
We survived only on pumpkins in Ural Mountains. It was cold, we didn't have winter clothes. We had no idea what is going on.
Back home, Kaganovsky's extended family was wiped out. As for her immediate family, she tells us that they survived by the grace of God.
And I believe I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor of the war, survivor of the hunger, survivor, cancer survivor.
Today, this survivor is 75 years old, and she was nearly overwhelmed by the music, the poems, and the prayers of the state's civic commemoration of the Holocaust. That's where Governor Tom Corbett cited the writings of Anne Frank.
In that end, Anne Frank reminds us, even from her grave, that people are good. We just have to grow that part of ourselves with greater care and deeper faith. And we must never forget.
Why do we remember so many years later?
Not just for what happened to Jews and to emphasize many non-Jews and what happened in World War II, but the fact that these threats remain today.
That's Pennsylvania Jewish Coalition Chairman Matthew Handel remarking on the 6 million people killed in the Holocaust. As for the thousands of survivors, their ranks are growing thinner by the year.
It's sad that they're passing, but we rejoice that they were able to have such good lives after what had happened.
The Holocaust ended 66 years ago, but everyone who gathered in the governor's reception room shared a message. Never forget, and never again.
And our marching step will thunder, we survive.
I'm Matt Paul.